I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. House of Representatives passed billions in aid for Ukraine and Israel after months of struggle. Next is the Senate. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The yeas are 311 and the nays are 112. The bill is passed.
It's part of a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall.
From Putin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine to Chairman Xi threatening Taiwan and the Pacific, to the Ayatollah rearing his ugly head, invading Israel through his proxies. The eyes of the world are upon us.
Many conservatives oppose the foreign funding. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Not to secure our own border that is invaded every single day.
Because he worked with Democrats, House Speaker Mike Johnson faces a threat of being removed as House Speaker.
I've done here what I believe to be the right thing.
Senate passage is expected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Officials in Thailand say about 1,300 people have fled from eastern Myanmar into Thailand as fresh fighting erupted at a border town that has recently been captured by ethnic guerrillas. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Fighters from the Karen ethnic minority last week captured the last of the Myanmar army's outpost in and around Myo Wadi, which is connected to Thailand by two bridges. Police say the latest clashes were triggered when the Karen guerrillas launched an attack against Myanmar troops who were hiding near the second Thai-Myanmar Friendship Bridge, a major crossing point for trade with Thailand. The fall of Myo Wadi is a major setback for the military that seized power from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi in 2021. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. London police apologize after threatening to arrest a, quote, openly Jewish man near a pro-Palestinian protest. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The man's name is Gideon Falter, the chief executive of the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism. He was wearing a traditional Jewish skullcap when he was stopped by police while trying to cross a street near a group of protesters. In a video posted by the campaign group, an officer told Falter he was worried that his presence risked provoking the demonstrators. London's Metropolitan Police later clarified that being Jewish is not a provocation, and they wish for Jewish residents to feel safe in the city. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
Venezuela's main opposition coalition has agreed to unite behind former diplomat Edmundo Gonzalez as its challenger to President Nicolas Maduro in this July 28th election. The bloc acted Friday, just one day before the deadline to formalize its candidate. The coalition, known as the Unitary Democratic Platform, says the decision was reached unanimously by the bloc's 10 parties. The opposition group needed to replace its first candidate, Maria Corina Machado, who easily won a primary organized by the bloc in October, but was barred by the government from running. The Biden administration on Wednesday reimposed crushing oil sanctions on Venezuela, criticizing Maduro's crackdown on the opposition before the election. Friday marked the 29th anniversary of the devastating Oklahoma City bombing. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
29 years later, federal officials have marked the anniversary of the terrorist attack that killed 168 people in Oklahoma City. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland was among the crowd that held a memorial marked by 168 seconds of silence.
The pain that the Oklahoma City community felt that day will never leave us.
Deputy Homeland Security Advisor Caitlin Derkovich told survivors and loved ones of the victims of the April 19, 1995 bombing that federal officials are resolved never to allow such an attack to happen again. Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt says the lessons about hate learned from the bombing should be used to address what he called the political vitriol of today. I'm Norman Hall.
Japan's defense minister says two Japanese Navy helicopters are believed to have crashed in the Pacific Ocean south of Tokyo during nighttime training. Defense Minister Minoru Kiara told reporters the two SH-60K helicopters carrying four crew each lost contact late Saturday near Torishima Island in the Pacific south of Tokyo. One of the eight crew members was recovered from the waters, but their condition was unknown. The officials were still searching for the other seven. Kiara said the cause of the crash was not immediately known. Eight warships and five aircraft were deployed for the search and rescue of the missing crew. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.